Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, how are you doing this morning? We are so grateful to the King of Kings for giving us this opportunity to share the Word of God. I'm greeting brothers and sisters who are watching this service online. For this particular moment, we are going to read the Word of God, but this morning we'll share about five kinds of God's children. Today you will discover you are which kind of God's children, and the better should be to choose the good kind or the good group of God's children. We are going to read the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 6 from 1 to 2, and we will read also Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6 from 1 to 2. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise." Verse 3 says, "So that I may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. The Bible says, it's a prayer, but pray, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who's using. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. That is the Word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, we are going to share about the five kinds or five groups of God's children. I'm asking the media team. Yes, thank you. Next slide. We are calling God our Father, and that's the first idea. Why are we calling God our Father? Is for five reasons. Reason number one, it's because through Jesus Christ, we have become Son of God by faith. And that is what it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 26, that we are called Son of God. And then we must call God our Father. The second reason we are calling God our Father, it's a title to show, to confess, to proclaim that we have to honor Him. We should give honor to our God as Father. The third reason, it's because God is the source of our life. You know, no Jesus, no life. It's impossible to get a son without a father. And then when we proclaim that God is our Father, that means the source of our life is Him. We should not exist without Him. Reason number four. We call God our Father. It's a way for us to confess that He's dwelling in our midst. Yes, He's dwelling in our midst. He's present in all circumstances of our life. He's not only in heaven, but also He is in the earth, providing for all our needs and taking care of His children. And the reason number four is that we are calling God our Father. That means we are proclaiming that we have a divine identity. You and me, who have already believed in Jesus Christ as our Savior, that means you have a divine nature in you. So we are no longer under dominion and power of sins, because the identity we've got from Jesus canceled all sins that we had before. Five reasons important for which we are calling God our Father. Number one, because God is our Father, and we call Him our Father. That means that we are His Son. Secondly, we honor Him. And thirdly, We are proclaiming He's the source of our life. He is dwelling among us. And we are proclaiming our divine identity. And we believe that God is our Father. And that is okay. But the major question is, what is your attitude toward this God that you are calling your Father? How are you connecting to Him? Because your attitude defines the way you react or the way you connect to God. The deeper you connect to God, the deeper you know Him more and spiritually grow, and that can affect the quality of your spirituality. So the way we connect to God defines the kind of children or Christian we are. And that's why I've identified 5 groups of God's children. I don't know you belong in which group. The first group is the obedient children. The second group is the legalist children. The third group is the rebels children. The fourth group is the traumatized children. And the last group is the greedy children. I don't know in which group you are. Let me explain, starting by the greedy children. Greedy children, we can even call them the avid children. They are concerned about possessions. And we have this kind of children in our families. It's a children that obey to parents when the parent is giving them some gifts. For example, you are buying for them shoes, trousers, providing for school fees. They are ready to obey. In whatever service you can give them, they are ready to obey. But when you have nothing to give to them, they are not ready to obey to you. We can call them the materialist children. They are avid children. And we have them in our families. In our Christian life, such Christians believe to an only provider God. They are looking for a Christ who can give bread, supply for physical needs, health, economical needs. It means they are confessing a God solution. For them, God is a solution. They recognize and call them God, my Father. It's because God is providing His blessings. He's giving house, job, wedding, diploma, good health. But when things are not going well, they start looking for other gods. And that's what we call idolatry. They stop even going to church. They stop even praying. They stop even reading the Bible. They stop even serving the God, the Lord. That means they are so disappointed because their concern was only possessions. And we have such Christian, this kind of Christian. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is requesting to these people that God is our Father, both when everything is okay and when nothing is going. Our God is our Father, both in good and bad time. Shall we read in John chapter 6, 25 to 26? You will get the point about this kind of God's children. John chapter 6, 25 to 26. Yes, shall we read with the media team? When they found Him on the other side of the sea, they said to Him, Rabbi, when did you get here? They were so excited. When did you get here, Rabbi? Jesus answered, I assure you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs, shall we read together? But because, Jesus knew them. They have come. They were so excited. Oh, Rabbi, guy, are you here? But it was not for looking him for the spirituality issue. It was just only to look for bread for eating. Brothers and sisters, this kind of children of God, I tell them, God is our Father during bad and good time. The second group of God's children is the traumatized children. Traumatized. Yes. These kind of children, we have them in our families. They fear parents. Yes, they fear parents. Because if the father asks them to do something, if they disobey, the father will punish them. Yeah, he will punish them. And the father have a big rope to beat them. Go and bring water. This son can go straight to bring water because he's fearing the punishment that the father will give to him. They are living immorality. They are fear parents, not because they obey them, but because they fear punishment. And in our spiritual life, we have such kind of children. So these children are working under the pressure. Yeah, they are working under pressure. There are such kinds of Christians that prevent to do sin, not because they obey God, but they are fearing judgment. They are fearing Gehenna. They are traumatized. Suppose there was no Gehenna or judgment, that means they should do sins as they want. Others are saving God, but because they are fearing punishment. They are working under pressure. They need someone to encourage them so that they can serve, to offer to God. They are not free to serve God. So, brothers and sisters, this kind of children who fear God because they are fearing punishment, the Gehenna, I can tell you, these are traumatized children. We should not fear God because he will punish us, but we should fear him because he is our creator, our God. Amen. The third category of children is the rebels. Yes. These kind of children, we have them in our household. They want an excessive freedom. Yes. They oppose to parent advices. So they are not disciplined Christian people. They do not respect their fathers. They do things as they want. You know, their motto is that all things are lawful unto me, and meat for the belly, and the belly for meat. In Christian's life, we have people who are proclaiming that they are free. Free. Because they are free, they are ready even to do sins. They are ready to criticize churches, to criticize leaders, preachers, the Bible. They do all kinds of sins because they claim they are free. Yeah, because they say, all things are lawful unto me. Meat for the belly and belly for meat. Among these children, we have fornicators, we have idolaters, we have also those who are drunkards. And the reason why the Bible says these people will not grow spiritually as it's called. Let us read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from 9 to 10. You will hear how about these kind of rebels children. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. Yes, thank you. 1 Corinthians 6 to 10. Do you not know that the unjust will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexual, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, revilers, and swindlers will inherit God's kingdom. Unfortunately, for these rebels children, they claim they are free. Jesus has set us free. That's why even though I can do homosexuality, even though I can do idolatries, even though I can do adulteries, I know I will inherit the kingdom of God. But the Bible is clear, saying, do you not know that unjust will not inherit God's kingdom? So these kind of children, they are afraid to do sins. And they are like people who never believed in Christ. The fourth category of children is those we call legalist children. We have them in our families. Yeah, it's such kind of children who obey to parents. They are pretending obeying to the parents. They are pretending have a good morality, but unfortunately they are hypocrites. In secret, they do things you cannot imagine. Because nothing is watching, they can do masturbation. They can do fornication. Nothing. No one is aware of it. They can even draw for money. They can even do sex with condoms because they fear pregnancy or disease like HIV, syphilis, and other disease. They are hypocrite Christians or members. They want to keep their moral good God's on people's side. They do not fear God, but they fear people. Brothers and sisters, we have a big number of these people in churches who are hypocrite. They do evil things because they know nothing is watching. But we have a God who's watching everything. A God who knows everything that we are doing in private or in secret. He sees, he knows everything, and nothing is hidden in his faces. Everything is naked before our God, our King. God knows all your secrets. The Lord we are glorifying, we worship, is the Lord who knows everything. He do not want hypocrisy. And the last category, and that is what I call a good category, is those children who are called obedient son of God, obedient children of God. These kind of children of God, they honor God, they love him, they respect him, they fear him, they listen to his advices, they work freely because they are not fearing people. They are working because they know they have a Father who sees everything, and they have one motto, is to honor God despite of circumstances. Even in public, they obey God. In private, they obey God. Everywhere they obey God. They do what the Lord is asking them to do. And that is the good category. People that we are calling responsible Christian, who obey God even they are far from their home. They are far from their brothers and sisters. They are far from everyone in secret. In their rooms, they obey God in everything, in whatever. And that is Christian that God is looking for, the obedient Christian. And that's what the Bible says, son, children, obey to your parent. The Lord wants people who obey to him. Brothers and sisters, which kind of children of God you are? Are you both a rebel and traumatized? Are you a traumatized and obedient? The Lord is asking you to choose, because he will vomit those people who are not in a good way. He will vomit those who are combining, those who are not warm and cold. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the Lord is requesting us to choose to be obedient God's children, to remove away rebels, character in our life, traumatized character in our life, greedy characters in our life, legalist character in our life, and choose to be obedient children of God. And this will please our King and our mighty God. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.